Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
A coup d'etat disguised as impeachment. Interview with Maria José da Costa of the Small Farmers Movement of Brazil. It is incredible the clarity there is today in Brazil about the class struggle, about the fact that there is a coup media party, Rede Globo. We need to take advantage of this moment to discuss, to raise awareness, to build capacities. We are going through a storm, but this storm will pass because the Brazilian people is fighting against it. It is defending democracy. These are the words of peasant leader Maria José da Costa of the Small Farmers Movement, MPA, in an interview with Real World Radio. She made reference to the situation in her country, where on April 17th the parliament voted to start an impeachment against a democratically elected president, Dilma Rousseff. The interview with da Costa took place before that dark weekend for the Brazilian people, and in the framework of the International People's Meeting, Berta Cáceres Lives On, that took place in Honduras from April 13th to the 15th. At the moment of the interview, the participants of the meeting were traveling to Rio Blanco community in Tibucá department on April the 15th, and we were on our way to the Gualcarque River, which Berta loved and defended so much. Our democracy is not the best, but in these times of the capitalist system in Brazil, it is the best we've got, and we will move on to achieve a more just and equal system. But we will not accept a coup d'etat and impeachment because we, 54 million Brazilian people, chose Dilma and they won't take her away from us, said da Costa. About her presence at the meeting in Honduras, the leader said that the MPA had to be here in a context that involves Latin America as a whole, but right now it is necessary to shed light on this situation, especially after the murder of Berta. The peasant representative referred to Berta as a brave colleague, just as many others we have in our countries and continents. This is why she called to express solidarity with Honduras and also against what is happening in Brazil with Rousseff. The Honduran people know very well what is happening in Brazil because they went through it in 2009, she said. It was on June 28, 2009, that Roberto Micheletti and the armed forces of Honduras perpetrated a coup d'etat that ousted constitutional president José Manuel Zelaya. Since then, Honduras is pure pain and death, but it is also a strong and dignified resistance of an organized and mobilized people.